Okay, ladies and gentlemen, today is October 24th, 2021. This is the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee. And my name is Nancy Saibara-Naritomi. I'm the chair, and I will do roll call. Wally James from KPFT.
Here.
Wally is present. Okay, Thomas O'Rourke from WPFW.
Here.
Thomas is present. Lydia Ponce from KPFK.
Present.
Lydia is present. Paulina Vasilia from KPFK. Paulina, I do not hear you. Nancy Saibara and I tell me I'm here, present from KPFT. Sharon Salam from WBAI.
Present.
Sharon?
I'm here.
Okay, Sharon is present. And Frank Sterling from KPFA. Frank?
Still here.
Oh, Frank is present. Good. We have quorum, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, everybody who helped us make a quorum, everybody. Okay. I put a tentative agenda and to see how everybody is, how they feel, and we got to add something. Let's see. Let me read it. What is it? The first is about the LSB Programming Committee motion. The number two thing would be to add the LSB to the email list of that already is supposed to be existing, it may not, of management plus staff unpaid plus staff paid for better communication and cross-communication, not just one way, but cross-communication among these three groups. We want to add, discuss whether we want to add the LSB also. So we have at least one email list that contains most of the major players of volunteer work for our station to inform and be informed about each other and what everything's going on. Okay, number three. Now, the other one already exists. We passed it last year that has the staff paid and unpaid and management all on one email list and cross-communication available. So this is this would be a new motion to add the LSB to this one email list. Okay, and next, a national town hall. It's about time we had a national town hall. We have not had yet. The last time we unanimously passed national town hall and local town halls on the air, the chair of the PMB, he agreed with the principal but asked us to check with the general managers. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell people this, and we have not done that. I have not done that, so I need to do that. But I think we should have a national town hall, consider it, and I mean, I do, I personally do, but I want to know how the committee feels. And the National Bill of Programmers' Rights, we need to start tackling that and get something in place, because there is a need and there is a desire for this, I'm sure, at all five stations. And then there's also equal, opposition to it, which I don't think we should tolerate in Pacifica. We should aim for being fair. Okay, so I want to open any other agenda items you want to add today or for the next time or, oh, yes, next date, fifth item, yes, to decide on when we will meet again. If we want to keep on Sunday or want to change, maybe Friday might be available. Usually there are not too many meetings on Friday. There are meetings on Saturdays sometimes and Sundays, but we can kind of not. It's not every Saturday and Sunday. Yes, somebody said something?
Yeah,
no?
I was going to get on stack. This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia. I didn't hear anybody else.
I was just going to say I can have something written for us to adopt, to look into. I have a couple of people who are interested in supporting our endeavors if we do choose to have Indigenous people provide these environmental reports. And I don't know what that would look like, weekly or not, until we get the finances and everything straight. I would like to see this, these carts uploaded, so that way the audio cart uploaded, so that way people can syndicate these and use these to their best ability, and to encourage, you know, the five stations to find the local tribal people where they reside, where the station resides, and see, or statewide, to see who they have that would be interested in providing these kinds of reports. And the second part is I'm going to put through another, you know, dream come true and prayers answered policy, if we could nationally start reporting nationally on missing, murdered Indigenous women and relatives. The need for that is a lot lengthier. I'd rather put this on the agenda, and I can speak to it on the next meeting. But the environmental one seems to be easier because of the crisis that everyone acknowledges and sees and witnesses. We're, you know, we just need to move that conversation forward, especially when we're coming down with crumbs of policies, and it's just not being answered for the climate crisis and the global warming that we're suffering. As I drive around my car to a market, I need to say that I for one want a horse. So I want to ride a horse to the market, and I want to ride a horse back from the market. That's just a joke. I do wish I lived where we could keep horses, though. Anyway, I want to put those two things forward. And it's urgent, but it's nothing that we can't solve maybe in the next meeting, because it should be an initiative, an agenda item that's going to be well written by the Indigenous people, the local people that I know. And nationally, there's one or two people that I'm asking to help me pen this this offering. And again, the narrative and uplifting and amplifying Indigenous lives nationally means that we would be reporting on the local scale, and also including something global. It could be all of our relatives all around the world. It could be anywhere. The continued conversation of putting our minds and our hearts together to solve these problems and crises. They have a lot of money, but we have people power. And that's it.
Oh, that's wonderful. So Indigenous missing persons, or missing, is it just mostly women?
It's MMIW, Missing Murdered Indigenous Women. But some of us like to also add MMIR, because it's relatives. We have Two-Spirit Trans LGBTQ Youth Missing. We have elder people missing. They are usually taken to do a lot of the work that some of these man camps, these extractive industries for oil pipelines, they put them to work to do laundry and cleaning. And we're talking about human and trafficking and sex trafficking, where it's two things. It's not just one. So just FYI, it's an eye-opener, and in the reality of keeping us human in people's minds and hearts. And that's it.
Are we talking about all people, or just Native American and that group of people?
We're talking specifically about the extractive industries, and how the extractive industries have manufactured and kept and maintained a human and sex trafficking culture of these industries, and it's predominantly Indigenous people. We're talking about tribal people missing from their communities, and nobody really looks for them like they did Gabby Petito. We are struggling to have our stories known on the national scale, and let alone Canada.
Well, we have African American women and people who are missing also, that seems to be disappeared.
Yeah, we can include that. We are all relatives. I'm speaking specifically in connection with the extractive industries. It's not just from the city. With all due respect, I would love to include our Black relatives, and especially Black Indigenous relatives that are having a hard time right now finding out their lineage and the rightful, you know, regalia and culture and language. It's like it's so discombobulated that we simply name everyone our relatives. So with all due respect, I didn't mean to sound ethnocentric or exclusive. These man camps specifically are next to the pipelines, and they house and employ over and under just at 2,000 men, predominantly men, and they're in really hard places to socialize, and they've taken it upon themselves to kidnap, assault, and continue to human and sex traffic indigenous women. That's the specific focus on this particular MMIW. I'd love to continue the conversation, though, and that could be definitely city, county, state, and national recognized Black, Indigenous, and people of color, the human and sex trafficking of our relatives.
Can I ask Lydia a question?
Yes.
Lydia, hold on. This is Thomas.
Somebody mute if you're not talking. I think they muted. Go ahead, Thomas.
Please. Yeah, Lydia, this is Thomas. Is there I'm aware of Indigenous and Native American programming across our network and obviously in affiliates and independent stations. And, you know, on indigenous lands, reservations, so to speak, and, you know, we'll have, home-based radio stations and that sort of thing. Is there, though, is there any sort of national clearinghouse?
There isn't.
You know, that organized by tribes, organized by by peoples, that sort of that puts out, you know, kind of like an AP wire service, you know, indigenous news.
Right.
Is there anything
right.
like that that could be built on? Because, you know, this is one issue that concerns Native Americans, but hell, so does unemployment and COVID and,
right.
and all
yeah.
kinds of things. Yeah.
I hear you. And everybody's working in silos also because of funding and because of location and because everybody's budget are on a shoestring budget. I don't know of any well-funded. This is the part where the intersectionality will bring attention and cohesiveness and possibly the very thing that you're speaking of on a large national scale, because it doesn't exist, and I've already approached American Indian Airwaves, and it's no disrespect to the other national radio stations, podcasts, as it were, and I'm definitely kin to two or three of them, but it doesn't mean that it's going to go anywhere fast. And the reason why I'm approaching it this way is I tend to be in a production, in a large and small scale of production of events. I'm the glue that tries to pull things together and a bridge builder. And these hard conversations need to be had because we are better when we work unified and we have a lot more power. People thought we may not have a lot of money, and these syndications and these podcasts need to come together. Yes. Under one umbrella, under one arc name in within themselves, but there's not one tribe that speaks for all tribes. It would have to be multifaceted in regards and to respect, you know, what they want to bring to the table. American Indian Airwaves does a beautiful job of tying all of that together. I just wished that we could, and I pray that they are better funded, that they could never be preempted, and they are. And I'm not speaking for American Indian Airwaves. I'm talking about the systemic, you know, problems of capitalism and everything that's happening to all of our Pacifica radio stations. We cannot thrive under this particular system, and we don't have the bandwidth to do this work. So when I see a little hole that can easily be gapped with kindness and compassion and consideration, all I'm asking is that we all consider these two moving parts, these frontline moving parts about the extractive industries in regards to the MMIW and the environmental report address policy. We have the Green New Deal, and I'd like to curse about the Green New Deal, but I'm not. I'm not about the Green New Deal. Here's a perfect example. We're on the last page as Indigenous people, the third to last paragraph. So why are we talking about trying to solve climate crisis and global warming and as a consideration when Indigenous people have known how to live in a relationship with the land and have that relationship with that land and any land and oceans and waterways? And so it's a big, it's disingenuous to offer policy that offers us crumbs. We need to offer the free and prior informed consent and consultation by tribal people to have these permits and to stop what we're doing. We need to stop these extractive industries and look to a just transition and what does resolution look like for everyone's health. Everyone's health needs water, clean food, nutritious food, clean air, and we need to have the jobs that the economy that is just for solving the environmental crisis that we're in. And it would solve a lot of the racist and social injustices that we're looking at all in all of our communities, more so for Black, Indigenous, and people of color. And it's a hard thing to talk about. I didn't mean to take up so much time, but the pressing issue is to just get it on the air 10, 15 minutes, whatever that looks like. If it's every day, if it's once a week, if it's, I don't know what that is. I don't know the bandwidth. I have a couple of people who would like to fundraise or fund this specifically. There's too many people that are pro Green New Deal that are offering, willing to offer crumbs on behalf of Indigenous people that are not Indigenous. So we need to muster up the courage to say that this is not the one answer and fits all. This is just something that needs to be a holding place while everybody else arrives. With a lot of kindness, consideration, and compassion and gentle strength that we all have to persevere and to be resilient.
Thank you, Lydia. So, I would, okay, we need to make a succinct motion, and at KPFT, I should put myself on the stack. At KPFT, we have 5-minute updates every day on the at the 8 o'clock and the 12 noon and the, I think 3 and 6, and it's just a highlights of the week before, 1 hour program of news. So it's local updates, but it's repeated for the whole week until the next time. We have two guys working in news, and we need to grow that. Anyway, so it is nice to hear such, you know, such things like updates on ecology, on ecological problems, on missing. I mean, the only time I hear about missing Indigenous women is when I listen to People of Earth, our Indigenous Indian show, Indigenous Native People's show. It's on, let's see, Monday night at 10 p.m.
Nancy Thomas.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, this is we're okay. This is not the first agenda item, but in any case, one suggestion I would have. I looked up American Indian Airwaves, and it's Lydia. It's a show on KPFK, correct? The website says it's produced by
yes.
A couple of people,
yes.
Or hosted, and
yes.
Yeah,
I'm familiar with them. I'm close with them.
Coyote Radio and Burn Swamp Studios. Okay, so
yes.
And they do one hour a week. Is that it? But
yes.
In any case, that's I just want to say the PFW used to have Jay Winter, Nightwolf's American, what was it called? Well, his tagline was the most dangerous show on the radio, which always sort of, and he has been discontinued here, but we're picking up John Kane, who emanates from the Oneida Reservation in, you know, in the Finger Lakes region of New York, I believe, is where he is. But my question is, you know, maybe through the programming committee or the affiliates committee, somehow try to have a session, a conference, you know, Zoom conference of, you know, Pacifica Native Indigenous hosts, and, you know, banner about ideas about, you know, the idea of creating at least a pilot show of, you know, that if that's, you know, that would be, you know, issue Native issues across the hemisphere kind of thing, and you know, literally be a half hour or hour, you know, per day or per week of news. And I would suggest, you know, obviously you're talking funding. It might be more realistic to think, you know, a small pilot program at first, and maybe some funding can be attached to that once, you know, once a few programs are created. I don't know, but you know, as a way to move it forward, idea might be, you know, similar to you know, our efforts on street reporting and that sort of thing. You know, that it's some to make it a reality. You know, the a pilot program is going to have to start and be created, and if it's done in LA, great. But there are, you know, through the great affiliate, I'm sure we could find, we could do a poll of all affiliates that have at least one Native or Indigenous show on their air, and you know, start to at least realize
that's
what the universe of this programming is.
That's encouraging. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. We don't realize how much creativity and creative power that we have in our hands. I didn't realize. I mean, somebody called me from New York and said, Nancy, why don't the programming committee, why don't y'all do a Zoom with all staff of the whole network? And I went, I don't think we have a Zoom account with all that many people. But I guess it would be, what, if it's all the programmers, it'd be 1,100 by the NES's voting list of all the staff. I don't know if we would get that many people. I mean, we could call a Zoom meeting.
Maybe that should be a once a month kind of meeting in itself, to be in better communications, to be more in touch and establish relationships. I thank you, Thomas, for that. I it's encouraging to hear that you hear me, and that it's not an instant no, because it's, you know, it's kind of hard to go against the machine, and we're all, you know, trying to throw cogs in the machine, and we don't want to be part of the machine that hurts people. And this is a conversation I'm enjoying, because it's part of healing in our better communications to be better relatives. It's simple like that. It's that simple. Thank you, Nancy, for holding far too long, too much time on this particular topic, and I'm long-winded today, and I'm going to go ahead and mute myself and listen. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Lydia, because this is very important. Missing Indigenous women. I mean, I would never know except for that Indigenous show. I called Jacqueline.
I'll forward something in writing. I'll forward something in writing for these two topics and see how we can support and move it forward. Thank you.
Yes, and in the meantime, we have to exert our power. Here it is at the end of the year, and we don't know who's going to be on the National Programming Committee. They'll vote it in end of January at the earliest, or end of February. Sometimes they get it done in March, you know, the LSBs. So we stay on this committee, even if some of us are getting off the board. We stay until we're replaced. We are replaced. So don't disappear, everybody. Okay, let's
Thomas,
yeah, go ahead, Thomas.
Nancy, I can only stay another 10 minutes. I got something at 3:00, and I got to say, regarding the motion for programming committees.
Yes.
My opinion. Now, we've had this period of feedback, correct, across the network, yes? In your text, I saw, you know, I didn't see the comments, but you basically gave a number that was received from each station and their positive or negativity. It sounded like most of them were negative. We should read these, and frankly, we should present the motion to the board and let them know that that's the feedback we've gotten. It's not the be-all, end-all. And we still think this is a motion that needs to be passed by the national board and sent to all LSBs because, again, there's still only two program committees in the entire of the five stations, and that's, you know, that means three of them are lacking, and that doesn't necessarily mean the other two are doing a stellar job, but they do have at least the a structure in place. And I think we should be done with this motion and give it to the PNB and have them, you know, pass it or reject it, but certainly begin debating it. And I don't really want to. I heard your comments before we convened, and you know my opinion, Nancy. Let's get this moved on, and we'll pass along all the negative comments so the board, the entire PNB, can read them. And they can probably, and some people will probably be sharpening their knives as they listen. But there are counter arguments to all that stuff, and let the board decide, and then order, or you know, suggest to the LSBs across the network and to affiliates, you know, that this this is our position.
Well,
so
I'll
shut up. But like I said, I gotta sign off in about 10 minutes here.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what were the other items before you leave? To add the LSB, what do you think, people, to add the LSB to the already the email list between with management and the paid and unpaid staff? Now, this was passed by the PNB, I believe, last year, and I don't know if it's been implemented at any of the stations yet. We need to find that out, too. But shall we add the LSB so you have at least one email list where all the important volunteers are able to communicate with each other? What do you think? Yes, or it's bad, or it's good, or what do you think? Because there's been a big Berlin Wall at some of the stations, or gatekeeping going on where LSBs, even we had a rule at KPFT, an LSB listener could not speak to a staff. You know, we had even stupid rules like that. And I heard the same thing is going on at another station in California, that it's very, the staff do not transfer calls or do not welcome communication, cross-communication. So that's on the agenda, too. And does anybody have a yes or a strong no or a strong yes or about these things? Because I have not made a draft yet for this thing, but we can do that. We spent almost an hour just trying to make quorum, so we've gotten, and I don't want to go overtime.
Nancy, I'll respond to that. I think
please.
The next step, once you have program committees across the board, they're going to want to communicate with each other and be able to communicate with programmers. As I said in my earlier comments, at this point, you know, trying to get station management just to assist the LSB communicating with the programmers is yet to be tested at PFW. I don't know how much cooperation we'll get. We're gonna find out though. But that would be the beginning of, like I said, you know, even communication is monopolized by certain people that have, you know, that sort of have their finger on the faucet, or you know, the controls of the water pressure, and they and that's their territory. They don't like to give it up. So we're suggesting this be democratized, and we should have our eyes open.
Is there anyone against opinion about adding the LSB? I know some people say no, keep the LSB out of our way, but. Despite that, I think we should talk to these programmers whether they want to listen to us or not. Or, I mean, they don't have to read. They can just, you know, they don't have to pay attention. But it's terrible when we don't have any communication. We don't.
Yeah.
You know, and that idea, this is Sharon Salon jumping in, but that idea of having like a some sort of a forum, communicating nationwide with all of the people that's involved within our station sounds wonderful. The ones who come, and the ones who don't. But I'm sure if it were able to happen, the word would get around regarding what happened during the process, and more people would start to come and participate.
Oh, okay. Anybody else? Okay, I got it. Somebody asked me from New York. They said, why don't you make a Zoom meeting and invite all the programmers? Well, we could do that. We could do a, I don't know how many people would come, and I don't know what. Pacifica has a Zoom account, and Otis told me there's about 60 people on that account. Possible 60 places. I mean, we could try and see how many would be on, and we could ask people to do streaming, and then when they want to speak, then call in. I mean, we could think of the technical know-how. But I do think it's time that we all talk with each other so we don't have to go through expensive referendums to settle differences.
All right, Nancy, you're on the stream now.
Oh, from now? Shall I do roll call all
yep.
over again or what?
Okay. No, you can, but it's all recorded. So when it gets posted, it'll be the complete meeting.
Okay, so I don't have to start all over then?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, thank you, Otis, thank you. Okay, all right. Okay, let's go briefly. Would we like to have a town hall meeting? National. That means all five stations on the air. That means the public, the listenership, the membership would be able to hear as well. I mean, we agreed before, but it was turned down. I think we should try again and propose a date and ask the managers which date do you want. I mean, but not give them a, they can say whatever they want to say and we can record it. However, I think it's time that we had a national town hall meeting with everybody. I mean, it was tried 2 years ago I think BAI and KPFT participated in that, and we had some callers from California. So, but not everybody could hear it because it wasn't on the air live at all five stations. I think we need to do this. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it needs to be done. So if I write a draft of motion, and then we read among ourselves and then start asking the general managers what their comments are, and then give it to the PMB again, see if they'll pass it. The National Bill of Programming, is that okay with everybody? I mean, shall we do that? I don't know what else to do. Lydia's going to bring her two motions for missing relatives and missing, and then trafficking. It's sort of a trafficking and a missing at the same time. And extractive industry updates or, you know.
Reports,
yeah. Yeah. Update or reporting. You know, I think it will give more people to hear if it's repeated like four or five times during the day at the top of the hour with, you know, news and local news and with weather or heavy traffic or some kind of severe traffic. I think start out that way. And then, you know, of course, the existing shows we have should be happy to cover these issues. But if you miss just 1 hour and you miss that show, you don't hear it. But when it's in a condensed form and it's like three or four times a day, that every day, then you've got more chance to. I mean, we could think anyway. I'm not going to speak for everybody, but and Black, Indigenous, yeah, we're going to need video. We're going to need a way that people can see these pictures of these people that are missing.
We can connect to the database, so that's a whole another conversation. But I made mental note of it.
Can I make a comment with that? Am I allowed to do that?
Sure. Oh, yes.
Okay. So, and please, just I'm not presuming to know anything. This is just an idea I thought of right now. I love, like, all these ideas, bringing people together for a Zoom and having a clearinghouse. All these ideas are really great. But I was just thinking, since we have, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of resources, maybe the first thing to concentrate our efforts on would be, like, the programmers union or whatever the word would be, and then all of the other things would be a little bit easier once that's going. Just a thought.
Okay, I'm going to resend what WBAI programmers are cooking up. I mean, they've got even child care in there. They've got a lot of things in their union, their efforts to make a union.
Having it completely set up, but I feel like if the steps were being taken to have, like, a national union, you know, then we're already taking steps to have programmers come together, right? And so from there, I feel like one of the problems with Pacifica is we have this network already, but the base got fucked up along the way somehow. Like, it's just not there. Like, why are we not communicating with each other better? You know what I mean? So it just got me thinking, like, maybe we really just need to start with, like, the base first and make sure that we have a really good anti-racist base to this group of programmers that is focused on, like, the needs and the wants and the desires of what the programmers, which is all of us, right, like, wanna have on the air. And then from there, I think, like, having more programming around Indigenous people's issues and having, like, a Zoom to get everyone together, it seems like those feel a lot easier once the basis of, like, we're actually communicating with each other well has happened. It just seems like that comes up all the time, like, programmers aren't communicating, and that's part of this conversation today is, like, how to make that happen. And I just question, why is that not already happening? Like, where do we go wrong with the base of Pacifica?
Jack?
Go ahead, Lydia.
I agree with you. However, in light of the Petito story, it took over on mainstream media, and it was the talk of everywhere and everything for a long minute. I, as an Indigenous person, I feel like we're so late in these conversations that we can go ahead and have these running parallel, because we can't wait. We can't afford to wait. We don't have time with climate crisis, and we could have a whole full show every day about water and having water reports. That would get people really on their feet and out on the street. So I appreciate your heart in this matter and your consideration. I don't know what that looks like in regards to waiting a little bit more, but we can do things gracefully and we can do these things unified in this particular committee. So I can go ahead and make moves of my own independent person as I work in society. And I'm also a member of American Indian Movement. But I'm going to say, in addition to working cohesively with this group is, to me, setting the tone for how we should be appreciating each other's time and energy. And I appreciate your words. Thank you.
Okay. Let's divide some of the labor here. So Lydia's going to bring some motions, draft for the what we talked earlier, the missing relatives and the trafficking. Oh, this is awful. The man camps near pipelines, extractive industry, we need to do for also missing Black Indigenous people. I mean, we need to have some kind of.
Madam Chair. My apologies. Yes. I have to.
You have to leave, Thomas. Okay. Yeah. Thank you all very right. much for. You've been
sure enough.
So
all right. I'll look at the records and talk to you soon. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Thomas.
Bye bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye bye.
Okay. And so, how about Venetia? Do you think you can craft some a draft motion for a union? You think you can do that? I will send you, since you're here, I will put you to work. I'll send what Mimi Rosenberg, she has a show on WBAI on social issues, social justice, and she's a works for, what is it, Legal Aid. Yes, Legal Aid.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind doing that. If you can hook me up with her, though, because I'm not, like, I'm not the best versed by any means on unions.
Yes.
So I definitely need help, but I don't mind doing that at all.
Yeah, and she, when she speaks, she sometimes talks exactly like a lawyer. I mean, I have to look up some of those words that she says. But anyway, that's the way lawyers are. But they're doing a kind of really hard work. They did it before, and they did get it passed, a unpaid programmers union at WBAI. And then management started to just ignore that agreement, and it went away. The power went all away. So I think we need it as a network. Somebody said the word network. Who was that who was talking? Was it that was you, I think. Yeah. If we had network, that's everybody at all five stations, that would bring us more together instead of trying to, you know, divide us all and sell off our parts to sustain the ones that are, you know, want to be sustained. It's just, I'm not saying that's exactly what in everybody's mind, but there is thinking like that, and that's terrible. We'll just, you know, we won't be able to do anything. And I'm glad somebody said about water. To me, water is not, I mean, I can't get much information about the Houston City water, and I don't drink it. I don't even put it in my laundry or my body. I mean, I go and I buy filtered water, and I learned how to make a shower with only 1.5 gallon. I mean, I've become very conservative with water usage, and but most people are drinking the city water, and it's got lead and benzene and atrazine and a whole list of other stuff in it. And people who are renting, they don't get the water report. I mean, well, there's a lot of things we could report to people on water that would empower the people, give them, you know, a reason to change things, not just take it what's happening, you know, on their children and their bodies and their grandchildren. Yeah, we can do something. We can instill, give people the information so they know what words to demand. okay.
You know what I think, though, when it's written up, I think you should be careful when you say, talk about the indigenous people, and then you say black indigenous people. I think it should be one indigenous people, just say indigenous people. Because otherwise it's very racist when you then say, oh, and then the black indigenous people, as though they are separate from indigenous people.
Ah, thank you. You are right. You are right. Yes. And, yeah, we need...
Well, if I may, it just goes
yes,
to
go
show
ahead,
that
Lydia.
We need to up our programming based on our learned and unlearned, you know, evolution, you know, and how we're going to survive all of this madness, including COVID. And all I do is rise to my day to be a better relative. That's what I do. And that's why I'm sitting on this programming committee. It's an honor to be with you all, and I thank you for your time and your consideration and your kindness in sharing your words. The respectability, I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I think we all feel the same way, Lydia. This is one of my favorite committees to work in of all the committees. And I've worked in every one of them, elections, audit, everything except finance. I haven't done finance, but this is the important one to me. It doesn't matter how much money we're making. If we're not making good programming, we should not exist. I mean, okay. Okay, so we got that done. Let's see. And about union. Yeah, Thomas is gung-ho for union. He's chair of the programming committee at WPFW. And Elizabeth Van Gutten is the chair of the KPFK LSB Programming Oversight Committee. Oh, what does everybody think about the word that we use? We used LSB Programming Committee. Should we use the word LSB Programming Oversight Committee, or just keep it as it is, and later on maybe we may want to change or leave it up to the different stations to change their name or whatever they want to do? It's a tiny thing. Maybe I shouldn't even brought it up, but about the motion, Thomas wants us to, he's proposing today that we just give it to the PNB and see if they will vote for it. And I'll try to promote it as much as possible in the question and answer period. It would be nice if any of y'all could join. Yes?
Sorry to interrupt. This is
Franklin.
I've been traveling today. I've been enjoying the conversation, but I have to drop out today. Sorry I missed last week.
No, we didn't have a meeting last week.
Or I mean last meeting. Sorry, last meeting.
You were there, Frank. You were there.
Oh. Okay, maybe I missed something else. All right, you guys. I look forward to reading the feedback from KPFA, and I'll talk to my LSB members about the motion.
Okay. I'll try to get the minutes out so you'll have something to go by, help you guide. Thank you, Frank. Frank is from KPFA, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
All right,
Frank,
thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I'm out of the elements now. I got to get out of here. I appreciate all the work.
Thank you, too, Frank. And so Frank is taking care of the show that the training, the people who are training how to do programming are in this training program, and then they go on a show. And so he takes care of those trained people. I mean, that's the only station in Pacifica that is having an active training program for young people, retired people, all kind of people, anybody interested in doing radio programming. So he takes care of that show that they, you know, ultimately get on and they do their show. Okay, and then they go off. Usually they go off to other places to do something. That I think we need to look at that, because we want the programming collective to expand, not just be training just for doing a few shows and then going away. I always wondered about that. Okay, what else? How does people feel? Should I send out a second appeal to all the LSBs and the asking people to spread out to programmers that they know and ask for input. And I think we can still do that. Should we wait on this motion to present to the PNB and gather more input? The PNB, I think their schedule is they won't have a regular meeting until the 4th of November. That will be their next one. So they'll be in 2 weeks, yeah, a little less than 2 weeks. They will have a meeting. So we could meet on the 7th, and then it would be proposed in some director would have to propose it. I want to get the feeling of this committee. How do you feel about it? Forgot to ask Frank about this. Should we go ahead and give it to the PNB, or should we wait for more input? And maybe if we do ask for more input, maybe we should ask for a wider input. Like, I don't know. Maybe we ask on the air for people to send input to the National Programming Committee. Do you think that would be good?
Well, that sounds almost like you having that, what do you call that thing? I'm not computer good, but it's almost like when you're having like that online meeting with all the people around within part of the station. But I think it's good just to send it on and see what they say.
Okay. All right. So present it to the PNB. That's what Thomas said. Okay, Sharon agrees to present to the PNB. Does anybody else have a strong feeling whether which way we should work on it more, wait for more input, or just go ahead and send it and then collect input as well? What do you think?
Send it forward.
Send it forward. Okay. Is there any opposition to sending this motion to the PNB? Let's see, there's Lydia here, Nancy, Sharon. Oh, that's three. Okay. Wait a minute. We have six for quorum. The quorum of a quorum is half plus one. We're going to need one more person. Wait a minute. Wally. Gosh, I should have gotten Frank before he left. It is Sharon, Nancy, Lydia. That's three. It's only three of us now on. Okay, we need four for quorum of a quorum. One, two, three, four, five, six. So after people leave, quorum is six, then quorum of a quorum is going to be four. We're going to need four people to pass this motion. Although Thomas...
Can we reach out to one of the people and ask them if they'll come on just for a minute for quorum for the vote?
Well, we could vote as a committee to accept Thomas's vote because he said it before he left. I mean, I don't know if you do this in your LSBs, but we do at KPFT because we used to have a night shift nurse. She had to leave at 9 p.m. So she would always give her opinion and her vote before she left for work, and we would accept it. So if it's all right with the committee, we can accept Thomas's, send it, his he said to send it, and we can count that as a send vote, to send to the PNB. So, Lydia, it's up to you. Lydia and Sharon said yes. And
yeah.
What? You do feel okay? All right, we might get refused again.
Yeah, we need to move it forward. We need to keep moving.
Okay. All right. I'm happy with it. I just felt really disappointed because all I got was negative input, and the two members from KPFK, they said, "Well, this is more work for us," and they didn't like it. So, you know, we cannot force these people to do anything, but maybe our motion sounded like forceful. Whatever we do, it's going to be up to the responsibility of the committees whether they do anything or not, or whether they might come up with more innovative and more creative things, I'm sure, to meet their station's needs and their area needs. So I don't feel ashamed about it.
I have a question real quick before we close.
Yes.
Has the PNB ever kicked anything back to committee? Or
yes.
They just voted no, and then they voted no and killed the deal right there on the agenda?
The last time I was refused something, was it the national? Okay, town hall meetings on the air at the LSBs and town hall meeting national. At least once, or I forgot if it was once or twice a year, nationally. That means on all five stations simultaneously. And we did try this 2 years ago. Okay, we voted for this unanimously in this committee earlier this year, and we sent it to the PNB, and I promoted it, and immediately the chair, he didn't even want to hear it yet. He said, "I'm sending this back to the committee." And Robert's Rules of Order sort of lets the chair do that. But there was a little bit of opposition. You know, Elizabeth Van Guten said, "I would like to hear," she wanted to hear what the motion was before we send it back to committee. And anyway, so I did explain it, and then it was sent back to committee. And the chair said that he is for town halls on the air, but he thinks that we should get the input of all the general managers. And I have not done that yet. And I should do that, even if they say something like, "No, we don't need it." I think I should do that. But as an LSB, the KPFT in Houston and the KPFK in LA have voted, their LSBs voted for their local town halls on the air. So that's a positive, two positive things to support this. So we will try again after we get the input from the general managers about town halls on the air. So that was one thing that was turned back to this committee. Okay, this one also might be turned back. We will see. I wrote a second appeal letter, and I sent to all of you, and I will resend it to you to see if y'all can make it, improve it, that the main point is we need to assess where we are, the status of each station's programming. Otherwise, we don't know how to go forward, or we don't have enough evidence or some realization, we need to do more here, or we need to have more there, or we need to have more call-in time, or we don't know what we have until we examine it. And this committee, we may have to roll up our sleeves and look up these things ourselves. Some of them, we would probably have to do it ourselves if nobody else does it. And a lot of LSPs do not listen to the radio. They're working in a place where they cannot have the radio playing. So only a few of the LSPs can listen to the radio all the time.
In collecting data, then I think that maybe we should work smart, and it's work hard, but pulling people together, maybe that should be an agenda topic. And how do we pull or call data, which already exists for many different ways? So I'd like to possibly put that on the agenda to see, because I know Paulina is a wealth of information, and is definitely, we can make time on her time when she's available. And I'm sure there's many other people that I have yet to meet that can well serve the data or answer the questions that we have. I'm hoping that the managers don't see this as more work, but see this how to integrate the changes that need to happen within this evolutionary reimagining and unlearning and learning how to be better relatives. So I would like to spend a little bit of time, because it already exists. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, so to speak. All this information, all this data and consideration.
Yes, and when you look at the programming archives of each station, you don't know what kind of a show it is unless you have to compare the color, the shading of the color, with the type of programming it says, you know. And I get mixed up on pink and beige. I mean, it seems like there's two different shades of beige, and it's just very irritating to me. To me, I feel like if they would put a little magnifying glass in front of the title, or a telephone, which would represent call-ins, or a musical note, then I know what kind of a show it is. And it would be helpful, but you know, I have to listen to the show, and then I kind of figure out what it is. So I would like those little logos, but I don't know if I'm the only one that thinks that way or not, or if everybody's happy with just the color shade.
Improving the archives is probably best, a great topic in itself.
a great what?
A great topic in itself.
Oh, really? Okay, yes. Because I cannot tell from the title of the shows what it is. I mean, how can you tell? You have to listen to the show, and then you know, it's this kind of a show. People don't know. And so I really feel sorry for our KPFT new manager. There's a change.org petition that started last week for him to put shows back on the FM. And I don't know if he really knows all the shows. I know he's trying to listen and learn at the same time, but he doesn't know who to ask about what. I feel sorry for him. I think if we had a little musical note or a magnifying glass, then no. Okay, I talked too much about that. Okay, so we have no objection to sending that, presenting the programming, LSP programming committee to the PMB. Okay, that's done. Okay, and then we're going to, next time we meet, we'll have some, and Lydia, you don't have to wait like I do at the last minute, or you can if you want, but if you share it with this committee, and I'll send you Venetia's email so everybody will know that she's participate. She doesn't have a vote, but she can participate, and she wants to be on this committee. Yeah, so
yeah.
We all,
okay.
So she's interested. Let me see. What else did we talk about? What was on the agenda? Okay. Town Hall National Meeting. Town Hall National Meeting. Okay, what is it? Okay, we're already over to out of time. We're going to have to do that, wait till the next time. And I have, let's see, we needed to discuss about meeting on another day other than Sunday. Frank, that was Frank's proposal, and he's not here to motivate it. But the next that I have scheduled is on a Sunday. It's the November the 7th, and a Sunday. It's the day that daylight savings time changes. And is there any objection to that date? I already have it posted, but I wanted to make sure, because Frank was saying maybe another day. And the other day available would be Fridays. Are people open to Friday night meetings? I can't
Friday
ask now. There's very few people here. Yeah, Friday night. I know a lot of people don't like Friday, but it could be on a Saturday afternoon. It's
well,
real hard.
I have family. Everybody has family. We have community. I'm going to say Saturdays is a big no-no. It's hard enough on Sunday mornings, but can we do a doodle? Can we do a doodle? Can we just ask people what days of the week are best and see where we cross-pollinate?
Yes, but, since it's just us here, would Friday night or whatever, Saturday?
What time Friday?
How about staying
with
Sunday?
I'm not doing Saturday. We have ceremony. I have family. I have community.
Uh-huh.
Saturday really hard.
Yeah,
let's stay with Sunday.
Let's stay with Sunday the 7th. Okay, and we'll do a doodle poll at the same time. I need to learn how to do a doodle poll and ask people what is their best day. I know if Saturday afternoon, morning and afternoon, Paulina cannot. She cannot do it. She's sick today. She cannot come today. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always going to be a day somebody can't come.
Yes, yes, yes. But I hate to go into Saturday and Sunday, but it's just that this committee and elections committee in the past history have used like Friday nights or, Saturday or Sunday, but no, not so much Saturday. I think this committee from 2 years ago started doing Sundays when Jim Dinglin was the chair. Okay, so homework for Lydia and the committee, mm-hmm. and Venetia, and hook up with Mimi Rosenberg, and I think we'll address that.
You
and then
your plant?
I'll have yeah,
you
I'll have a town
hall
meeting. Excuse me.
You trying to kill it?
Trying to kill what? trying to kill what? Which one? Oh, the day we're meeting? No, it's still Sunday. It's still Sundays. Because we haven't had any agreement, or I don't want to kill it. Really, I'm okay any day. Really, I'm all right. But other people have difficulty. Okay, we went long enough, and we've gone over. Let us. Do I have a? Let's see. And about the town hall meeting and the National Bill of Rights, programmers' rights, we will tackle next time. I'll redistribute all the information we've gotten from BAI and from WPFW, and. We will tackle that, because if we can get some justice within our own organization, a lot of things will improve. I mean, it's time for it. Okay, and do I have a motion to adjourn? Is there any objection?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
I second.
Well, we don't need a second in committee, but we are adjourned. Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you. And
all right, now take care.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.